The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November-December 2023 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And today we're going to start on page 8. We're going to go to Who's Who in Sports, and we're going to begin on the second line. And we have Blake Corum, Michigan Wolverines running back. His height is 5'8". His weight is 213 pounds. He was born November 25th, 2000, hometown, Marshall, Virginia. Following a 2020 Sioux season in which he ran for 1,463 yards and 18 touchdowns and was a consensus first-team All-American, Corum returned to Michigan for his senior year. In the first 8 games, all wins, he scored 13 touchdowns. Corum had at least one TD in all 8 games. Did you know, though, while Corum is safely in the top 10 in career rushing yards at Michigan, he won't catch the leader, which is probably just as well. It's his position coach, Mike Hart, who ran for 5,040 yards. Joel Embiid, Philadelphia 76ers center. His height is 7 feet. His weight is 280 pounds. He was born March 16, 1994, in hometown Yaounde, Cameroon. After averaging a career and league best 33.1 points per game in 2023, Embiid was named the NBA's most valuable player. He also averaged 10.2 rebounds per game, making it the 6th straight season in which he averaged at least 20 points and 10 rebounds. Embiid was the 3rd pick in the 2014 draft. Did you know? Embiid, who was born in Cameroon, is the first player originally from outside the United States to lead the NBA in scoring. Gunnar Henderson, Baltimore Orioles infielder. His height is 6'3". His weight is 220 pounds. He was born June 29, 2001, hometown, Selma, Alabama. Baltimore won 101 games and made the playoffs for the first time in 7 years in 2023, thanks largely to Henderson. As a rookie, he led the Orioles in WAR, 6.3, while splitting his time between third base and shortstop. Did you know, though, that on August 20th, Henderson had a homer, a triple, and 2 doubles? Had he stopped at first at one of his 2 backers, he would have hit for the cycle. Nonetheless, it was just the 44th such game in Major League Baseball history. Pages 22 through 24. What if you were a traveling GM? The results of old sports drafts read like the price of Apple stock 20 years ago, around 35 cents per share, versus $177 today. If only I had bought $35 worth of Apple back then, I would be driving a solid gold helicopter. In 1984, the Portland Trail Blazers chose Sam Bowie with the number 2 pick. That selection allowed a North Carolina guard by the name of Michael Jordan to fall to the Chicago Bulls. The mind naturally wanders to a time travel fantasy. You find enough $20 bills with 84 or earlier print dates. You scour secondhand stores for the ugliest, boxiest, white and teal suits imaginable. Then you hop in your Wayback Machine armed with nothing but a little dough and an iPhone 15 expertly hidden inside a cassette Walkman. Any veteran time traveler will tell you, though, don't overplan and don't be greedy. You arrive in Portland in the 80s and corner Trailblazers owner Larry Weinberg at McDonald's. You tell him you have urgent information concerning Michael Jordan and that he should hire you, a child in an oversized teal suit, to run his basketball operations and his team. When you get to the police station, they discover the iPhone hidden in your tape player. Pretty soon, the government is deconstructing your cell phone at Area 51, where you're being imprisoned next to a particularly smelly alien. Even if you could somehow manage to get hired by a team in the past, however, drafting off perfect information ain't all it's cracked up to be. Consider these two scenarios of time-hopping gone amok. Logjam of Rams. Entering the 2001 draft, the St. Louis Rams were in an enviable position. They had won the Super Bowl just over a year ago and were coming off a respectable but disappointing 10-6 campaign. They entered the 01 draft with three first-round picks. There was the potential to create a super team. None of the players they picked, however, defensive tackles Damian Lewis and Ryan Pickett, plus safety Adam Archuleta, turned out to be Pro Bowlers. The draft was one of the deepest ever for wide receivers. Santana Moss, Chad Johnson, Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, T.J. Hoshmanzada. The Rams had Kurt Warner, a quarterback about to be on the wrong side of 30. They had receivers Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, both coming off 1,000-yard seasons. Marshall Faulk was probably the greatest pass-catching running back ever. Why not create the greatest offense of all time? With the benefit of hindsight, you could take Johnson, Wayne, and tight end Crumpler. In the original timeline, the Rams lost to the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 36, the game that made Tom Brady a star. Now, by taking Wayne, they have a chance to prevent Brady and Peyton Manning from reaching their full potential, ensuring a decade of NFC dominance. The best player, however, isn't always the right player. Lewis, Pickett, and Archuleta may have not been superstars, but they helped the Rams' defense improve from 31st in points allowed to 7th. Meanwhile, Johnson and Wayne might bristle at the lack of playing time behind Bruce and Holt. You, the time traveler, attempt to trade Bruce and Holt, knowing Johnson and Wayne could be more explosive. But the trades are massively unpopular with the locker room. With the defense struggling and the offense in revolt, the Rams don't just fail to reach the Super Bowl, but miss the playoffs entirely. Enjoy being stuck in the year 2002? You're now unemployed. It takes 5 minutes to load a web page with no images. You could try to get your revenge by spoiling Star Wars Episode 2 for people, but they used to show the entire movie in the trailer in those days anyway. Invest in bonds. If you really want to make money as a time traveler, you don't go to trying to manipulate the stock market. You go back to an extra century with a map of proven gold mines. This kind of big-picture thinking can be applied to sports. Why try to squeeze an extra couple of touchdowns out of a football team when you can absolutely stack a baseball team for decades to come? Baseball has no mechanism for trading for more draft picks. But the Major League Baseball draft goes on forever and always produces plenty of late-round steals. Mike Piazza famously made the Hall of Fame after going to the Dodgers in the 62nd round in 1988. In 1985, the Chicago White Sox took catcher Kurt Brown with the number 5 pick. He never made the majors. Here's a list of guys they passed over at least once. Barry Bonds, Randy Johnson, Tino Martinez, David Justice, and John Smoltz. I'm not picking on the White Sox for any particular reason here. Any of the teams picking in the top 5 could have assembled this roster with the benefit of hindsight. The only downside of this plan is that the point of the Major League Baseball draft is to throw darts at the wall. When word gets out that the White Sox 12-year-old general manager fired all their scouts and then started hitting home runs all on all of their draft picks, people are going to suspect only two things. You're either a time traveler or a wizard. And you better hope they think time traveler. This was an era before Harry Potter. Wizards were not in. Sports Kid of the Year. Fifi Garcia can do it all. Basketball, footsie, soccer, softball, track, volleyball. Opponents wish she'd focus on just one. 2023, Fifi Garcia has pictures here on page 34 of Fifi playing volleyball, heading a soccer ball, swinging in softball, and looks like she's sprinting in track. Then on page 36, quick strike. Fifi's speed on the soccer pitch allows her to score seemingly out of nowhere. A photographer was completely helpless to stop this shot. El Fabiola Francesca Fifi Garcia, age 11, has nearly as many nicknames as she does trophies. Her soccer coach, Rob Rennie, has crowned her the Queen of the Magical Fairies, a title she inherited from USWNT midfielder Ashley Sanchez, whom Rennie also coached. In the same breath, however, she describes her as a tropical bird, a unique player so talented he just has to get out of her way sometimes. Other nicknames on the field include Final Boss and Slasher for the way she streaks across the pitch. Or maybe those don't quite cover it either. She's like an assassin, really, says Rennie says. Sometimes even the other coaches are applauding, like, that's a great goal. At home, she's Super Thief. Her dad, Hadari Garcia, also describes her as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. She's a straight-A student, a grounded, artistic girl who loves to paint nature scenes. When a sports trophy is on the line, however, her demeanor changes. Now, she can add one more title to her bio. 2023 Sports Illustrated Kids Sports Kid of the Year. In an age in which two-way players like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Shohei Ohtani have redefined what an athlete can do in one sport, Fifi Garcia has pushed the boundaries of how good a kid can be at multiple games. After all, she's not just content to be pretty good at a few different sports. If teams see that she's entered a tournament, they drop out, Hadari says. Her team has to wait to enter tournament lasts. If that sounds like the over-exuberant bragging of a parent, consider Fifi's track record. In August, she led her SoCal Blues team to a title in their age group at the Surf Cup in San Diego. She topped two national futsie competitions. She won the gold in the 400 meters at AAU West Coast Nationals. Her softball team, the Corona Angels, reached the semis of the Alliance Fast Pitch National Championships. And that was just summer vacation 2023. Back in school at St. Simon's and Jude in Huntington Beach, California, she plays volleyball and basketball, on top of all those other sports. Even at just 11, Fifi is unusual for the number of sports she plays, and the number she plays really well. Go figure. Her favorite athlete of all time is Bo Jackson. She likes Deion Sanders, too. Fifi has a goal to become a two-sport star like Jackson, playing both soccer and softball at UCLA. The only impediment to that goal may be that she is already too good at soccer. 8 years ago, Olivia Moultrie played for Rennie's Blues squad. A year later, at 11, she accepted a full soccer scholarship from the University of North Carolina. 2 years later, at 13, she went pro and signed with an agent. Then at 15, she shooed the National Women's Soccer League over their minimum player age of 18. At 16, she became the youngest goal scorer in NWSL history, and at 17, their youngest champion. One difference between Moultrie and Fifi at the same age, according to Rennie, is that Fifi has more talent with the ball, an uncommon combination of speed and skill for her level. Maybe the only thing between Fifi and a meteoric rise to that of Moultrie or Angel City's FC's Alyssa Thompson would be her defensive effort as she gets older. Fifi, however, doesn't even coast like other kids. Her dad describes a typical situation. Fifi looks disengaged for 15 minutes. Then, all of a sudden, when the defense has backed off her a little, she punishes them with 6 or 7 goals. Go figure that a player who spends her time off the pitch painting would befuddle opponents by refusing to play in straight lines. Her skill, creativity, and permanent smile remind her coach of Ronaldinho. That also figures. Fifi shares Ronaldinho's childhood recipe for success, older siblings, and lots of futsal. Starting small, Fifi began with her local Lil Kickers chapter at 18 months old. When she turned 2, her parents signed her up for a futsal program at the Boys and Girls Club for 5-year-olds. A few years later, T-ball started. Fifi's parents, Hadari and Janice, weren't trying to create a future superstar. Fifi has 3 older brothers, 11, 8, and 7 years her elder, who all played sports. Finding a practice for Fifi to attend just made logistical sense. Or, as her dad described it, sports were the cost of being in the family. She seems happy to pay. Fifi's brothers weren't as interested in soccer as she was, but they taught her to juggle the ball, great practice for futsal's harder surface, and smaller ball, which demand more control than soccer. Mom taught her art. The skill and creativity that now make her so dangerous on the field were nurtured at a very young age. When she arrived at her first SoCal Blues practice at age 4, however, things didn't start smoothly. There were tears in her eyes at one point. Hadari says they had just woken her up from a nap, and she was a little grumpy. The coaches won her over with some candy, however. Then Fifi won them over with her play. Now Fifi has friends of all ages in the SoCal Blues organization. She practices with the older girls sometimes and doesn't look at all out of place. Soccer is my favorite right now, Fifi says. I really have the most fun with it. It's a non-stop game. Seemingly, the only thing Fifi can't do is be at 2 places at once. No wonder she picked teleportation as her go-to superpower in our favorite thing survey. On Monday, she got volleyball practice or a track meet. Tuesdays are volleyball followed by soccer practice. Wednesdays are volleyball, track, then batting practice at home. Thursdays have 2 soccer practice, and Fridays are track again. This year she has really been in the weight room, says her track coach, Scoey Peters. Right now I know she'll take top 3s when we get to Junior Olympics coming in the end of July. Peters called Fifi an extreme competitor and cites her medal performances in the 100, 200, 400, and 800 meters. Since she was born in her mother's native Taiwan, Fifi could one day compete for the island country in track and field at the Olympics. This summer, she ran the 400 meters in 1:05.30 at the AAU West Coast Nationals. Fifi captioned a recent social media post of her weight training. Getting ready to go under a minute, 400 meters. The Taiwanese record in the event set in 1970 is 52.74. The Olympics seem both far away and imminent for a kid like Fifi. Pro soccer teams have definitely noticed her already. In 2021, Angel City followed her at a practice for a Rising Star video they posted on their social media channels. So varied are her interests and feats that this article is almost over and it hasn't even begun to cover her exploits as an infielder and an outfielder in softball, probably her second best sport. Surely, however, this will not be the last time Faye Fabiola Garcia graces the pages of this and other magazines. Fifi's parents are content to let her lead the way in what she wants to do next, and we're eager to see where she ends up, even if she ultimately decides to focus on her art. After all, Illustrated is our name. Whichever sport she picks, though, expect her to attack them with an unusual blend of creativity and skill. And when a trophy is on the line, expect her to win. So let's look at some of the pages here about Fifi. So she has two faves. Her faves, ice cream, vanilla, superpower, teleportation, athlete, Bo Jackson, movie, The Goonies, things to paint, trees and flowers, a Fifi original below. You're strong and beautiful. Favorite subject in school is history. Page 39 at the bottom of the page, brotherly love. Fifi grew up in sports with a family with three older brothers. From left to right, Lexington, Jahan Carlo, and Duke Gianni. Shows her working out on the top of page 40. And in the middle of the page, if teams see that she's entered a tournament, they drop out. And shows her draped with all of her medals and trophies. In the bottom of page right, court and park. Basketball and soccer? Softball and track? Fifi could one day be a dual sport athlete in any combination. What we're thankful for in 2023. It was this or a history of turkeys in sports. We couldn't find enough turkeys. Deion Sanders' new gig. Coach Prime, as he likes to be called, ruffled some feathers when he arrived at the University of Colorado. A viral video of Sanders addressing his new team showed him urging players who had gone 1-11 the season before to enter the transfer portal. I'm bringing my luggage with me, and it's Louis Vuitton, he said, referring to transfers he expected to arrive in Boulder soon. But Sanders backed up his talk with early statement wins against TCU, Nebraska, and Colorado State. With Sun Shador and Shiloh leading the way, Coach Prime transformed the Buffaloes into a family business and must-watch TV. Goalies who score. It has happened only 16 times in NHL history, and this year gave us one of those times. With his Bruins leading 2-1 late in the February contest against the Canucks, Linus Ullmark grabbed a dumped-in puck and made a cross-ice bid at Vancouver's empty net. A moment later, his teammates mobbed him. Coco Gauff. For years, she was hailed as the future of United States tennis and women's tennis. Well, the future is now. Coco Gauff won the United States Open in September, defeating Arna Sabalenka 2-6, 6-3, 6-2 in the final. The victory made her the first United States teenager to win a major tournament since Serena Williams in 1999. After the tournament, Gauff vaulted to a number 3 ranking in singles and number 1 in doubles. Liam Hendricks. In January, the White Sox closer announced he had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Then, after undergoing treatment, Hendricks returned to the mound in May. I've accomplished almost everything I've ever wanted to accomplish, Hendricks told Kid reporter Carlo Valandi. My goal moving forward is trying to help the next person out, and that's something that I take a lot of pride in than anything I do on the field. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. We've said it before, but we're still thankful for Charles Barkley, who last year signed a 10-year contract extension with TNT. One of his greatest quotes from the year came on a podcast with Bill Simmons. At some point, LeBron's going to have to say, AD, I'm 100 years old. It's about time for you to be the best player. Old man LeBron. Speaking of LeBron James being 100 years old, well, he's not quite there yet. But he is officially the oldest player in the NBA, following the retirement of his former teammate, Udonis Haslem. James, who turns 39 this December, has to be the most dominant player to ever own the oldest crown, following a season in which he averaged 28.9 points per game. We hope he plays until 50. Long live the king. New D.C. owners. We're not going to waste any space ragging on the previous Commanders owners. They spent a lot of money on payroll over the years, and it rarely worked out. Luckily for their loyal fans, however, a change had finally happened. At the top, when a new group led by Josh Harris left, the managing partner of the New Jersey Devils and Philadelphia 76ers stepped up to purchase the team for more than $6 billion. The pitch clock. Major League Baseball's new pitch clock had its doubters going into last season, but we think it was a rousing success. Game time decreased by 24 minutes on average to 2 hours and 40 minutes. That meant less time watching baseball and more time reading about baseball in magazines, which is always better. The other rule changes panned out too. Batting average and stolen bases spiked. Messi comes stateside. With apologies to our French readers, if you exist, bonjour. Lionel Messi's arrival in the United States from PSG can only be a good thing. Interest in Major League Soccer games have never been higher, and Messi sells out arenas whenever Inter Miami are on the road. An informal survey of the kids walking by outside our office indicates that the pink number 10 jersey has become the fashion statement of 2023 and will likely remain so in 2024. Shohei Ohtani's historic 2023 ended on a sour note. The Angels, after not trading the superstar at the deadline, collapsed down the stretch and never really threatened for a playoff spot. Then injuries forced Ohtani to stop pitching and eventually playing at all. Despite all that, however, Ohtani finished with a 10.0 WAR. He led the majors in OPS 1.006 while going 10-5 in 23 starts. It may just be the best season ever. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.